Here's one for you, Aina. Have a listen.
Hello, Mooney Goes Wild. Michael Judd here. I have a question. My wife and I were walking along the River Liffey at the War Memorial Park in Island Bridge, walking up towards Chapel Lizard, and we noticed a large, what we thought was an otter in the river. But on closer inspection, we came to believe it was a seal, and we were wondering how would a seal manage to get up that far up upriver, and also will he be able to get back? Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, I'm sure that was a seal because seals have been recorded in the River Liffey, swimming right up as far as Island Bridge and further indeed. What they do is they come in, they're chasing shoals of fish in Dublin Bay, and things like grey mullet come right up estuaries and the seals come right up after them. I mean, the fact that the water is fresh doesn't seem to impact on them in any way like it might on fish and other things, because as you know, they breathe through the air, so they're not affected by that. And in they'll come, and there's been many's the record I've received, because you know my Wild Dublin book is out now, and I have stuff about it.
That's
all.
Why I thought that was a good question for you.
Yes, indeed. So I have had records of this before. So yes, it was a seal, but I mean, it won't stay. It'll go back out again once it's finished looking about.
I know we've no video, but would you hazard a guess at which species? We've got the grey seal and we've got the harbour seal in Ireland. So that's two seals.
It was probably the grey seal, because that's the main one in Dublin Bay. The other one, the common seal, is not very common at all, actually, although it does haul out on Bull Island. But I mean, the grey seal, I'd say, was the one that he saw. He said it was a really big seal, and grey seals are bigger than common seals as well.
And you can tell the difference by looking at their snout.
Well, yes, if you have the two together standing side by side, one has a Roman nose and the other one has slightly turned up. But if you only see one...
What's a Roman nose, Aina?
Oh, God, you've
heard the term before.
You haven't got one, yes.
No.
It's a very long nose and straight down and very important.
That's the grey seal.
That's the great.
And the harbour seal looks more like a puppy dog, doesn't it?
It's kind of a bit turned up.
Kind of flatter, really, in a way.
Yeah, exactly, indeed.
Yes, the most famous seal in the world is a freshwater seal, the Baikal seal, the big lake in northern Russia. There's an isolated population. But seals are found, for instance, in the Nordic seas, for instance, the Swedish coastline there, Eastern European coastline has about one third the level of salt in the water that we have, and yet the place is full of seals. So seals can thrive in these kind of situations. It's not surprising that they are in the Liffey, but I would think the Weir, isn't there a Weir out there, Aina?
Yeah, the weir is up past Chapel Lizard, so up by Island Bridge would be fine.
If they get to that Weir, I think that will call a halt to their movements.
Yeah, but they once the tide is in, they can go right past Houston Station, so that's where we saw them. Yep.
There was a seal called Cloudberry in back. Do you remember anything about that?
No, I don't.
This was an earless seal.
Earless, or one that had no ears.
Yes. Well, there's a whole group which are earless.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
which are inclined to live in these freshwater situations. But this was a once-off. We don't have earless seals here, except very rarely. But it's a freshwater seal.
How did the earless seal, which is a freshwater seal, get to Dublin? It had to come via the sea, hadn't it?
Yes, but it wouldn't be fully freshwater. Seals are able to do everything.
I see.
It's not an exclusive thing. I mean, the Baltic, there are big populations of brackish water seals, shall we say, including
Dublin. That's true, yeah.